Did you call that bar in the fireplace anything?
I don't know what to call it, but all of this one didn't hang higher in. There used to be one in yonder, and there's one in there, and the kitchen was tore down. And had it that far enough, you know, you could just hook these kettles on that and cook your beans or whatever you want to do. Of course, most people use their side cook stove. A lot of people thought that bread baked in this oven down here over the fire was a lot better than it was made in the stove, and I guess it was. People just had their ways, you know.
How about those great big things you used when you were slaughtering hogs?
It's these barrels, this big 60-gallon wooden barrels. Set of angling, you know, you can put a hog in there and put some plank out here and back it up again something. Heat your water in these big wash kettles. Pour it in that there and get them to certain people that know how can tell just how hot to get it. If you got too hot, the hair set and wouldn't come off. If you didn't get it hot enough, you just know how to get it hot.
Yeah.
And then stick them hogs in there and turn them over a few times and then change them and stick the other end in there a few times. And you just pull out and take a butcher knife and just scrape that hair off.
I see. That was, using that hot water though is just to get the hair off.
Yeah, that's all that was. Mm-hmm. But now these fellas here, they got to killing hogs for the public in the last few years. People quit killing their own hogs. They just take them to them. They can do it so much quicker and much easier and didn't charge you. They'd come and kill your hogs and take them over there and dress them and cut them up and bring them back for $5. Well, you couldn't get help and do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had something like a bathtub, only a whole lot bigger, a vat than some kind. It was just like a bathtub, only it was a big old arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then put their hogs in that. They had a thermometer. They can tell just what heat to get the hogs. They just get them clean most of the time as ribbon.
When you slaughtered your own hogs, did you shoot them?
Yeah, sometimes if you had a gun, if you didn't have a gun, you just took an axe or a sledgehammer or something and knock them in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shot, 22.
Just,
and a lot of times, them 20 shoes can go plumb on into their shoulders. If you take long range, short range, wouldn't go into their shoulders. Everybody made the shoulder up in the sausage anyhow. It didn't matter.
You slaughtered hogs only about once a year, or was more than that?
It depended. You just couldn't slaughter them in the summertime because you didn't know where to keep them. We'd all slaughter through the fall of the year. November and December is the best years to slaughter hogs. And a lot of times, people that have some on out, there'd be some cold spells. If you could just get a few cold nights on meat, it wouldn't spoil. And sometimes we'd have some awful cold weather in March, and we'd always have us one or two to make sausage out of, you know. We'd kill them the spring of the year, maybe more. Then I'd keep hogs and kill them all through the summer and take them to these here supermarkets. Of course, they had places to put them, you know.
Did you make anything other than, you mentioned sausage, did you ever make anything with grinding up the meat from the head of the hog?
That's souse meat. That was good.
How's that?
The feet, the head,
mm-hmm.
Grind it all up there and run it through something, another sausage mill or something. Grind it up. That is good. I kept buying that. After we quit killing hogs, these are packing houses and send it down here to the grocery store to buy it, but it wasn't as good as we used to make.
Did you make anything with the liver of the hog?
Most eat the liver.
Pardon?
Most people eat the liver.
They ever grind it up and make a kind of sausage?
Yeah, people would. Make something out of it. I don't know what it was, liver loaves or something.
Mm-hmm.